You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Ravens Weekly. My name is Matt Hall and I'm joined as ever by Josh Tindall, who is over the other side of this table and he is mocking me. Josh, how are you?
I'm good, Matt.
You're trying to mouth every word that I say, aren't you?
It's because you're just too predictable
and
now.
And you're doing it in a very sarcastic manner and I don't care much for your tone.
Matt, what's with all this negative energy? It's FA Cup weekend.
Josh, I've come down with something this week. That's why. I've got FA Cup fever. You don't seem very impressed.
No, I couldn't even press a button that had like a tumbleweed or something.
A tumbleweed or one of those wah, 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 yeah. Something like that. See, I've just forget the buttons. I've just done it for you.
There you go.
There we go.
We
look,
don't need
no
buttons.
Maybe we don't need the buttons. Maybe we, you and me are enough.
Yeah, that's fine.
Big up Freddie, who's in the room as well. Playing
Freddie.
Witness to this podcast, to the horrors.
Freddie, say hi to the people.
Hi, guys.
Everyone knows Freddie from the YouTube vlogs.
The Matchday vlogs, yeah.
If anyone's got any feedback on those, just
the feedback's been very good.
It has, hasn't it?
The feedback's been very good.
It's been good.
Well done, Freddie.
Well done, Freddie.
There we go.
Anyway.
And after fanboying Freddie, we're going to get on with Footballing Matters on this podcast. And we're going to start with a couple of under-21 players who've made moves out on loan. And the first of those being Reece Wyborn, who's joined Redhill on loan for a month. Community coach Reece.
Community coach Reece.
Also featured in the London Senior Cup match on Tuesday, which we'll come on to a little bit later. Good luck to him at Redhill. They're very pleased to have him, let me tell you. And most recently, just before we recorded this podcast, actually, it was announced that David Isaiah, the goalkeeper who arrived in the summer having impressed on trial, has joined Chatham Town on a month's loan.
In pre-season.
Do you remember the open training session? He was unbelievable. And people were saying, who is this guy?
Yeah. Well, I remember we were sat on here, weren't we? We weren't allowed to say who it was. But...
No, well, at the open training session, we didn't even know his name then.
No.
I remember the day he came in, actually, David, and he was so tall he had to crouch to get through one of the doors. And Brannan was chatting to him. But yeah, what a prospect he is.
Yeah, I know Brannan highly rates him and the club do, so hopefully... You know, it's a stepping stone for him and he can get a bit more experience and, yeah, a bit more of a competitive feel every week. So, yeah.
Points are on the line.
Points are on the line, that's what they all say.
Absolutely.
That's why it's so vital to get out there.
Absolutely it is. And we can come on to First Team Matters once more for you. We've got some brilliant guests on the show for you later on. Andy Woodman joins us. As always,
yeah.
We've got the skip, Byron Webster, on today, as well as Sophie Peru from the women's team. And, of course, our resident guest, as we call him, Roy Oliver. But first, let's get started with Woking, which was our match last Saturday, Josh. And it felt weird, actually, didn't it, going to Woking on a Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, it's been a Tuesday night, or it was a Wednesday night, wasn't it, the last one? But, yeah, Tuesday night for a couple of our recent visits there. I remember, I think it was the first time I ever went when it was Jack Corley and George who scored, wasn't it?
It was, that, the floodlight failure.
Yeah,
do you remember?
I didn't think we were getting out of there. The game was paused, what was it,
twice.
Or five times?
Yeah, I think...
And the guy on the playlist was playing all the, like, playing the darkness and all that.
Indeed, yeah, that was a bit of humour, a bit
that
of wit.
That was good.
But anyway, on last Saturday's trip, it was Bromley who came away on top with a 1-0 victory. And yet again, Deji Alerowe, amongst the goals that week, having scored against Dorking on the Tuesday at the Relocatum Community Stadium. Not only that, he was back at Kingfield, he scored, and actually scored in the same region at the same end with another header. Brilliant to see.
And his celebration was pretty much identical.
What did they call it? Deji vu?
Deji vu. To be fair, we did tweet that out, and I must admit, I did get that off a comment that I saw on a previous post. So whoever tweeted that...
We salute you.
We salute you.
We salute
you. So does Deji. That's his celebration,
see what I did
isn't
there? Josh, you're on my wavelength.
There we
I like
go.
This. I like this. You are getting to know me a little bit, and likewise.
There we go.
But in all seriousness, when you bring a player like that in, you don't expect him to be chipping in with two goals in three games, but it's brilliant, isn't it?
Brilliant. I mean, I'm buzzing for him. He's such a top guy, and you know, he showed his potential last year, and hopefully he can do that with us again this year.
We've got to address the elephant in the room from this game, because...
Oi, don't say that about Freddie.
It's good he's got a good sense of humour, Freddie. In all seriousness, Josh, the tackle from Jude Arthurs at the end, which was a phenomenal tackle.
I watched it back and I must admit, that is a tackle. That is a challenge you want to see.
It's a brilliant tackle. He gets the ball. I can't understand what the outrage was about.
The ball smacks against the advertising boards. You can hear it.
Well, we were right behind it.
Yeah.
We were right behind it, so we had the best possible view.
It's a Jude Arthurs special.
Oh, it is. It's classic Jude. But actually, he came into the team, Josh. We've got to talk about him briefly. He came into the team. Ben Crowhouse was suspended, having picked up 5 yellow cards in the National League before the cut-off point, which is next week away to Boreham Wood. And he didn't do a bad job at all, did he? Didn't do him himself any disservice.
I do like Jude. He's a good player. I thought he was really good.
Well, it was 3 points, and post-match Andy Woodman said it was the 3 points that we ground out. It wasn't the most pretty of performances, but hey-ho, we got the 3 points, and ultimately that's all that matters, Josh.
Yeah, it was another good day, and I think another result that, you know, in another season we probably wouldn't have come away with a win, let alone a clean sheet as well. So, yeah, very good win, and, you know, it wasn't the greatest of conditions either, but... You know, you can't complain, can you?
Absolutely not. And at least the floodlights stayed on this time.
Exactly.
Which was good to see. But 3 points on the road for Bromley, despite, finally on this game, Josh, a lot of pressure from Woking, Grant Smith, and the defence, to be fair. They must have had 20 corners in that game, no word of a lie. And Bromley defended them very, very well. But Grant Smith was superb yet again, pulling off several critical saves. And the points are down to him as much as anyone.
Yeah, well, you're quite right. And, you know, we say that most weeks, don't we? But, I think the defence need credit. And, it was just all round a good performance.
Indeed it was. And also on that day, Kellen Fisher made his championship debut for Norwich City at the Stadium of Light as they took on Sunderland. And despite a disappointing result, Kellen Fisher with... an amazing assist. Have you seen it, Josh? To set up the Norwich City goal. Absolutely incredible. And typical Kellen Fisher, not surprised at all.
No, I mean, it was only a matter of time, wasn't it, before we saw him start in the Championship. Obviously, he's been playing in the Carabao Cup. And yeah, it's just really, really good for him. And I know Norwich aren't where they want to be, but, you know, I think that's opened the door for Kellen even more.
Indeed, Josh. Well, congratulations to Kellen and very best of luck to him for the rest of the season. Now, Bromley supporters would have been a slightly bit disappointed on Sunday as the women's game was called off at the Relocatum Community Stadium due to unfortunate weather conditions. However, they are playing at home again this weekend, and that is against Camden and Islington United on Sunday. So get yourself down to the Relocatum Community Stadium tomorrow as the men's team take on Blackpool in the FA Cup first round, and then again on Sunday as the women's team take on Camden and Islington United. More details available for that one on the website, bromleyfc.co.uk, and tickets are on sale for their upcoming game in the FA Women's Cup at home to AFC Portchester, and we're going to be with them all the way. Very best of luck to them for that as well.
And obviously we've got Sophie Peru on the podcast, which you mentioned earlier, which we were also joined by Andrea as well. So, you know, stick with us in this podcast and, yeah, listen to a very passionate interview.
Absolutely. She's very, very good indeed, Sophie. Moving on then, and back to kind of first team action, as Bromley have entered the London Senior Cup for the first time in, I believe, 10 years. We're in the Kent Cup and the London Cup this year, and we hosted Redbridge at the Relocatum Community Stadium on Tuesday just gone. That was the 31st, and luckily enough for Bromley, nothing too scary on Halloween night.
There is.
It was a 4-2 victory. Josh, it was a good game of football, to be fair.
It was good. I mean, you know, we went, it was 3-0 up, weren't we? And I thought, you know, this could be dangerous for Redbridge, but they played really well, to be fair, and gave us a good test. It was good to see some of the young lads play. Their number 11 was unreal, I thought.
It was very, very good.
Really good player.
Their number 11, yeah.
But obviously, we got to see Kido and, you know, players who haven't been playing, and Andy, you know, he wants to win everything this season, and the county cups are, you know, no different to, you know, the FA Cup and FA Trophy and, you know, everything that we're in this season. So yeah, it was a good night and good to see players that you don't usually see out there, and obviously new names on the score sheet. So yeah, it was good.
Well, Arabin Pepple chipped in with his first two goals for Bromley, and two poachers finishes they were. Well done to him. Noah Joyce was the one who actually opened the scoring.
Yeah,
that's his first goal in a Bromley shirt in a senior-ish game. So well done to him. Very good performance too. And of course, the other goal, probably the pick of the goals, was James Bennings with that beautiful free kick, which just had the goalkeeper unmoved.
Yeah, really good. And obviously, Ben would. We'll be happy with that. Yeah, they just need to press on now and, you know, start playing in a more competitive game. But yeah, can't complain with the minutes and another win. And now we have a trip to Met Police.
Indeed, we do. Met Police in the next round. And we'll bring you all the details, including a date on that one, once it's all confirmed. But in all seriousness, thank you to everyone from Redbridge Football Club. And we wish them all the very best for the remainder of their season. It was great to host them. And it was a good game of football. And I thought, as well as the management team, thought a good test for the team as well. Moving on to non-football related-ish stuff, I think, here in Broomfield's Bar and Kitchen, last night we had the honour of welcoming Jimmy Bullard to the relocated community stadium. And it was an evening with Jimmy Bullard in Broomfield's Bar and Kitchen. And what an evening it was, Josh. Really entertaining.
It was really, really good. And, you know, I think everything that you sort of expect Jimmy to be, he was that. I think that's how you could sum it up. I mean, he was walking around on stage demonstrating certain moments in his life.
He got
in
me
action
to,
form. You were both.
Me. I was Big Duncan. I was Big Duncan Ferguson.
You had to reenact one of that those famous Jimmy Bullard moments where, you know, he's looking at Duncan Ferguson and in disbelief, and yeah, he made you recreate that.
That
Did you
funny.
Feel powerful being Big
I
Dunk?
I felt amazing being Big Dunk.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was funny. It was funny.
It was good.
I really enjoyed being on stage with Jimmy and just listening to him. Really didn't need to tell him that much or ask him that much. He just cracked on, didn't he?
You know,
you gave him a little nugget, a little question, and he was off for the next five minutes.
Off.
It was brilliant. It really
and he's
was.
He's got so many angles. Obviously, soccer. I'm a celebrity. His golfing, his fishing, his pub. Like, there's. Away from being a Premier League footballer, there's just so much more for him to talk about.
Indeed there is. And thank you to everyone who came as well. It was really well attended. Actually, Roy Oliver, who's coming on with the podcast, was there as well.
He was.
That was nice. So thank you, in all seriousness, to Jimmy for giving up his time and coming down. It was a fantastic evening, very well attended. And hopefully we at Bromley Football Club can host more evenings like that very, very soon indeed. Now, coming up tonight, we are recording this podcast on a Friday because it's been an exceptionally busy week here for us, hasn't it?
Apparently so. Apparently it's the FA
Cup. I don't know why.
No.
Well, I was actually going to come on to that in a moment. But first, tonight, the immediate future, we've got our under-21s taking to the relocated community stadium pitch as they play host to Welling United. And that game, Josh, is first versus second. It's not just a local derby. It's 1v2.
No, it's a big one. It's a big one. And obviously, it's like you said, it's a local game as well. Obviously, a little bit different. Players have been out on loan. Obviously, some play Tuesday night as well. Yeah, should be an interesting game.
Indeed, it will. Now, you mentioned it earlier, Josh. Well, just a minute ago, actually. The small matter of the FA Cup is just around the corner, literally tomorrow. This time tomorrow, we will be midway through the first half.
Brilliant.
Incredible, isn't it? We are hosting Blackpool Football Club of League One. at the relocated community stadium tomorrow, Saturday the 4th of November. There are a small amount of tickets available. If you would like to come and be part of a historic game, please book your tickets online at bromleyfc.co.uk or pop into our club shop from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's Saturday morning. It's sure to be an entertaining game. I've no doubt, Josh, that the boys are going to give it the absolute best they can. And I think we're in for a good game of football.
I do. I think, obviously, we've spoken about the artificial pitch before, but I think that could swing in our favour. Obviously, everyone puts in that extra 10% in front of the TV cameras. I think players may say that they don't, but surely you've got that little bit more to give when the world is watching you. Obviously, there'll be other games and whatever going on, but there will be a large crowd of people at home watching that game as well. And yeah, I think it'll be good. Blackpool are doing really well. Obviously, Wednesday night was a bit dramatic for them. They 2-0 down, 3-2 up, and then was it last minute equaliser they conceded?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. You can't predict, can you?
You just can't. It's the magic of the FA Cup, and you just don't know what to expect. No. Because you're playing an unfamiliar team. I think it's the first time Bromley have ever played Blackpool.
Yeah.
Who, of course, were winners, as we said, in 1953. And I think it's the first time Bromley have played the FA Cup winners in the FA Cup as well. Or a FA Cup winner of the past in the competition. And, of course, Bromley are looking to get to the second round for the first time since the 1945-46 season, which is quite some time. And it's the 20th time Bromley have been in the first round. And we've not had an awful lot of luck in the past. So here is hoping that tomorrow that can change.
But, Matt, we've never won the FA Trophy. We've never got to the playoff semi-final in the National League.
History has been created before, and it will happen again.
And the manager don't care about...
They believe.
They don't care about history, records. Obviously, they care about the history of the club, but they don't care that they're getting compared to things that have never happened before.
Because that is true.
They're writing their own history.
That is very, very true.
And that indeed is my motivational Friday speech out of the way.
Team talk done.
You are done. Writing your own history, lads. Go out there, leave everything on that pitch.
Josh, get out of this media room and go to the dressing room. Just come on. That's the team talk done.
There you go.
Incredible stuff from Tindall over there.
It's just what I do.
It is what he does. He's got it in his locker. Let me tell you that, he's got it in his locker.
I am taking bookings of motivational speeches, if anyone...
Well, I can see your phone's already ringing. You've already got somebody interested there.
There you go.
Got a call coming through. But Blackpool, 7th in League One. Bromley, 3rd in the National League. It's got the makings of a really good, entertaining game of football. And we've said it before, we said it on the podcast last week, it's football under floodlights. And you just can't beat that here, can you?
No, it'll be good. And I think, you know, seeing the likes of... Boreham Wood, Sutton United, Lincoln City doing the same thing.
Had to mention that one.
In the National League, going on a cup run. It can happen. Doesn't matter who you're coming up against. Yeah, we got a good chance.
And of course, it is live in front of the BBC cameras, live on BBC Two, with the programme starting at 5:30 and kick off at 5:45. And those of you who are distance away, I'm sure will enjoy the coverage on that. But if you're local, if you're in the area, come on down and watch it.
Yeah,
see it firsthand.
Good. You can be record
a part
it.
Of it.
You can record it.
That's it. Get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Come down here and see it live and be a part of it. The atmosphere is going to be amazing.
You'll be able to see all the cameras and presenters and whatever in the flesh. You don't need to be...
Exactly.
Watching it in HD,
exactly.
3D, whatever everyone watches it on now.
But on a serious note, of course, with it being our only home game before Remembrance Weekend, we will be hosting a minute's silence ahead of kickoff tomorrow, along with the playing of the last post. So we do ask that supporters are aware of that when coming into the stadium, and of course, respect that proceeding as well. But anyway, moving on. TV cameras are in town, the anticipation's building. On a media perspective, Josh, it's been brilliant this week, hasn't it? We've had all kinds of requests from all kinds of different people. And he had a press conference earlier this week, which was amazing.
He did, yeah. We had to set up their meeting analyst room.
You made it look amazing.
Well, thank you to Fabian and, you know, those as well behind the scenes. That
Pat, big up Pat.
Oh,
and Lottie.
Big up Pat.
Big Pat has done an amazing job there.
He was... Yeah, no, I don't need to.
He knows how good he is.
He knows how good he is. We don't need to big him up.
Well, it was quite surreal, actually, walking in, seeing the FA camera, seeing the BBC reporter in there as well. Yeah.
He walked in, he was like, this is our Premier League, ain't it?
It was so good. Coming from someone who's worked in the Premier League, Josh.
There you go.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, brilliant to have the media attention on it this week. Really, really good to see all of the bits flying around in the local and national news. And long may that continue as well. But of course, one final rally call. Do come on down if you can. Tickets available online still or in the club shop from 9 o'clock Saturday morning. But don't take the chance because it might sell out by then. Mm-hmm. So get your tickets as soon as you can. BromleyFC.co.uk. Now, we've got our four guests coming up for you now. Yeah. Andy Woodman, Byron Webster, Sophie Peru and Roy Oliver. Four fantastic guests for very different reasons. Here they are.
I think this is the first time Bromley have ever played a club that's won the FA Cup in the past. I mean, how special does it feel as a manager when you've got a match like this in just a couple of days' time?
I think as a manager, it's brilliant that I'm given the opportunity to bring sort of like a bit of a spotlight onto the football club and the community. And I think that's really what I've wanted to achieve since I've been manager here, to sort of put this club out to the wider community. So I've got no better platform now to do it on the BBC live Saturday, and hopefully we can give a good account of ourselves. And I didn't know that about Blackpool. It's the only time we've played a club like that, so that's good information for me to tell my boys.
Yeah, I mean, how big a gulf do you see it as being? Because obviously there are two divisions above you. They're going well in their league. You're going really well in your league. Do you feel like you can bridge that gulf in league positions?
Yeah, look, I think I've got to be respectful to them as a club and them, you know, as a history of their club. Without kind of dampening my boys' spirits, we've got no chance. It's the FA Cup. We all know what happens in the FA Cup. And I try to be respectful to them because I used to be at a big club and listen to other managers at a smaller club, and I used to think to myself, a bit disrespectful that is. And I used to roll the opposition. I don't want to do that, and I don't think that's how we operate here. But we have to go into it and believe that we've got a chance. I mean, it is the FA Cup, and this is what we love about it. And you know, we'll be giving it a good shot. And hopefully, I've said to my guys, the big message from my guys has been, look, the history of the FA Cup, there's a banana skin every year and there's a big team that goes out. Why can't it be us? And that's our mantra that we're going to try, you know, hang on to.
And 1945-46 was the last time Bromley made it to the second round. What would it mean to you if you could end that long, long wait to get just one stage further?
Well, I think anyone that knows me at this football club, I just want to keep creating history for this club. We had a points record last year. We've got to the playoffs. We've won the trophy. So this will be a nice little tick box to sort of put another bit of history into this football club. And if we can get to the next round, obviously the finances would be great to help the club, you know, on its journey. And I think, again, the wider audience of the community, it'd be brilliant for the people of Bromley. And I think that's really important. But certainly the history, I'd like to make sure that we're the ones that have done it now, and then someone else later on the line can try to knock us off our history blocks.
Do you worry at all that it's a bit of a distraction when, obviously, for every club, the league is bread and butter and you're in a really good position there? Or do you really just see the positives of a cup run?
I think we've got to embrace it, really. I mean, the league's the league, and it's our league, and it's a tough league to get out of. And I think this is kind of a nice little break from that, you know, because that is relentless. The National League, week in, week out, Saturday, Tuesday, is relentless when I keep asking, you know, we haven't got a big squad and I keep demanding on these players to churn out results. So this is a nice little break. And I think, you know, the pressure's not on us. It's a game we can go into, we can look to enjoy it to a degree. I certainly don't want to be one of those managers that's going to go along the lines of we're going to have a great day out and enjoy it. No, we want to win it. The game Saturday on the FA Cup, and we're gonna, you know, we're gonna make sure we hit that professional head on, you know, and I don't want to get caught up in this. We're gonna enjoy the day. Now we're gonna go and try and win the game, and if we fall short, we fall short. But we're gonna definitely have a good go.
And just lastly from me, I know we're quite away from that yet when the Premier League clubs enter in the third round. But your history with Crystal Palace, the fact that we're just 10 minutes down the road really from there, would that be the ultimate dream? A third round tie against Crystal Palace if you can make it to that stage?
I think the ultimate dream will just be a third round tie. Whoever we get, I'm not fussed. But again, over the years, I've seen other teams go on runs in this cup, and it's been brilliant for everyone involved. And I really can't stress how much I want to make sure that this club can bring that to the area and bring it to the people of the club. You know, you've been around the club today. There's a lot of people that do a lot of work behind the scenes. I get probably a lot of the plaudits, but there's a lot of people that work here that probably don't get the plaudits. And if this is the way I can sort of give them their day, then brilliant.
Thanks, and good luck for the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Andy, you've talked about the community, and there is a real buzz around the place at the minute, isn't there, with this game looming?
Yeah, I mean, we've been lucky enough, I think, Matt, to have the buzz for the last few years around the club, and the club's been on the upward trajectory. So hopefully this is another part of the jigsaw puzzle that we can put into the area and make people more aware of what a good football club this is, and hope to get more fans down here to support us. So my job's to keep maintaining that buzz, really, around the place.
You've got a management team, including yourself, which has great experience in the FA Cup. You've got a skipper that's played in an FA Cup quarter-final. But for some of the young players particularly, this may be the biggest game of their career so far, and a new experience for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine there's quite a few of them in there that have never experienced this. And I keep saying to them, you know, you've got to embrace it, because you don't know when, if it's going to be your first time or your last time in the FA Cup. So, you know, I always say that, and I said it myself as a player, you know, I want to go as far as this when I played football in the Cup, and you want to embrace the day, and you don't want to just be embrace it and it pass you by. You want to have an impact on the day. And that's what my message is to the guys. Like, we had a meeting this morning. I went and watched Blackpool against Fleetwood last night. And of course, they're a terrific side. I mean, the way they played second half was unbelievable. But we're going to embrace it. And I will say, in Blackpool's defence, it's a little bit unfair, really. They've played on a Wednesday night, and they've got to travel down on a Friday. They've had no time to prepare. So I do feel their pain a little bit, their side of the fence.
How's the mood in the camp at the minute?
Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, we've got a good bunch of lads, haven't we? I mean, we've put together a real honest bunch of professional footballers, in my opinion, young and some experience. And they're doing exactly what I've sort of said all along. We just go about our business, take care of our business, and make sure that we're humble with what we do, but professional with everything we're doing there. And there's a real good, you know, real good buzz around the camp at the moment.
And of course, it is a BBC televised match, which is a first for us, really. Does that add anything different to it, another dimension for yourself and the players?
I think it would be silly to say it doesn't. I mean, I think it's, you know, all week we've seen the sort of camera stands going up, and we're now sitting pulling in all the cables. I think that adds to it, really. And I think, like I say, every one of these boys would have watched over the years, you know, National League teams and lower go into these games and do well and maybe win. So, you know, it's our time to have a bit of spotlight on us, and hopefully we can not let anyone down.
And your motto is take care of our business. And from being around the place, I can see it's no different this week.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think, like I said, we've got to show respect to the opposition and their position in the league, and their manager, who's a good guy, and their players. But all of that, I want to park all of that with the most respect, and just make sure we take care of our business, and make sure we give an account of ourselves. And if we do that, and we do it, you know, in that professional manner, you know, if the FA Cup gods are with you, they're with you, and it might just be our day.
We're delighted now to be joined by the skipper, Byron Webster's in the house. Byron, welcome back to Ravens Weekly. Good to have you here, and a good occasion ahead of us as well, the visit of Blackpool in the FA Cup first round tomorrow. There's a lot of anticipation around the game. How are you and the boys feeling?
Yeah, I think everyone's up for it. Everyone's excited for it. For me, I just look at it like really boring, isn't it? Just another game. I don't know if it's because I'm an old man now. But no, it's good. There's a bit of buzz around the club, not just because of the FA Cup, because obviously we're doing well. So it'll be an exciting time. League players coming to Bromley, bit of razzmatazz with the FA Cup, so it should be a good day.
What does the FA Cup mean to you? You've had great experience in it. You reached an FA Cup quarter-final where you played away to Spurs. What does that competition hold in terms of memories for you?
It's good. I think as a young kid growing up, it was one of the highlights of it. You wanted to, you know, the trophy was a bit of a spectacle, wasn't it? It's a nice trophy. I'm a Man United fan who had success in the FA Cup, so it always meant something from back in the day. But yeah, as a player, I have been fortunate enough, you know, to have a few good cup runs, play against some big teams. But the end of the FA Cup when we got knocked out isn't a nice day. So yeah, it's good to be involved in the FA Cup, but it is a game you want to win, and you only get excitement from it, from winning the game.
You've had a lot of experience in the FA Cup, but for some of these young players that you're working with and you're mentoring as well, this is their first kind of foray into it, and for some of them, this is going to be the biggest game of their career yet.
No, definitely. And it's funny because little things, obviously, we use different balls now for the FA Cup, so the new balls come in for us to train, and not just the younger lads, myself, you all get excited about, oh, it's a different ball, you know, it's this, it's that. So little things, even from the start of the week, have dripped in about how important it is, how exciting it is. And like you say, it is a big game. It is the FA Cup. But fortunately enough, I think with the success we've had in the past, obviously playing at Wembley against Wrexham, the majority of the younger lads were involved or came along for the day. So I'm sure that would have helped them to not get overawed with the game. Yes, the TV cameras are there, but we've had the TV cameras this year anyway in the league. So, yeah, no excuses. It's just another game of football that we'll go in and do our best and give a good account of ourselves and enjoy it if we win.
You mentioned the TV cameras there. Last year, we didn't have a single home game on TV. I think we were one of only two clubs in the league to have that. Now we're going to have had four by Christmas. When you go into a game that's on the television, but maybe not for yourself with your experience, but is there a kind of different feeling amongst the camp, especially tomorrow with the BBC Two cameras here?
No, yeah, there possibly could be. But I think it's just because maybe the pressure is of the outside world, and maybe if you have a little bit of a stinker, the not the grief, but you know, the comments you might get from friends or family, and maybe thinking you've let yourself down. But that's the only pressure I think can come with it. As soon as you're on the pitch, it's not like there's, you know, loads of cameras around. Granted, there is tomorrow, there's a few about, but yeah, you're just in the zone. It's just another football game.
And just walking through the players' lounge there, there's just a real focus, and the gaffer always says, doesn't he, take care of our business, and I guess that's just the same for this week.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I keep repeating it, the cameras are here, but the way the management and the players have gone about it is it's just another game, and that's all we can do. We can only focus on Blackpool. It's been the same prep as all we do for Wilson. It's the same routine, the same training week. It's Blackpool, you know, league team, league players, and that's the only difference. Everything else has been spot on and exactly the same as it would be for a league game.
Looking back at last week, it was a result that we ground out away to Woking. What was your take on that game?
Exactly that. You'd probably say for the last couple of weeks that it's not been free flowing. We've had to deal with a lot of pressure, but I always say it's a sign of a good team where you're maybe not firing on all cylinders, but you get the win. And, you know, we keep churning them out, we keep grinding them down. You know, the successful teams like last year, Wrexham and Notts County, and Notts County were nice on the eye, but they never deterred away from how they were playing. Yes, they played nice football. Maybe our football isn't as nice as theirs, but we don't get away from our game plan. We stick to it, we bide our time, and we believe in what we're doing. Believing in that makes it, you know, the team we're playing against needs to be on, like, on song for what, 98 minutes, 100 minutes now with the added time. So we know sooner or later we will grind the team down and eventually score.
A few people have said they think this season that we're winning games that a couple of years ago we wouldn't have done. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but it's still early doors, isn't it? And we're winning. So when you're winning, there's confidence, and it breathes from probably the fans as well that we we're not losing, so we're drawing, so, you know, we'll go into the last minute. But also the added time of, you know, it's crazy, isn't it, now 6 to 8 minutes added time each half. That means because of the work we put in, we are fit lads, and I think that's helping us at the minute, that because we are so fit that we don't tire near the end where some clubs or some teams might tire, and we're able to take advantage of that.
And you have the pleasure of leading out this team. What is it like to lead and skipper this group of players?
Yeah, it's good. I said for the Wembley, because I've not achieved everything I want in my football career, but I've been like quite successful and done enough. Each target, or each year I set targets to do, and being the captain, it's more of kind of more or less a selfish thing. I want to get the team promoted. I want to be, you know, the first captain to get Bromley into the Football League. So it's little things like that. So yeah, walking out tomorrow for the FA Cup on BBC, it'd be a nice feeling for me personally. But then, you know, everyone forgets it's not Byron Webster, it's about Bromley, and that's all that counts.
And how is the mood? Obviously, we see it walking through, but for people listening, how is the mood at the minute? There's a lot of, you know, outside noise, a lot of media attention on this game. What's the mood like in that dressing room?
The mood's good, if I'm honest. There should be, or the way I feel, and probably a few of the other lads in the management, there should be more attention on Bromley. You know, what are we, 17, 18 unbeaten? And no one speaks about us in the league. Is that a good thing? Possibly, but you know, I don't think we get enough credit sometimes. And yeah, we've got a bit of publicity this week because of the FA Cup. But I personally think we should have had more publicity. If Wrexham did last year what we were doing this year, I'm sure they'd be all over. You know, every single news out there. But little old Bromley isn't. So we'll enjoy this week. And then we'll see how it goes in the league.
And just finally, you touch on the results and the performances, which have been so consistent this season. Another thing that's been so consistent is the support, home and away, that the team have received. We've seen some lovely moments of yourself and the players and the management acknowledging that support, home and away. And it's going to be as important as ever tomorrow, isn't it?
No, it definitely is. It does, like I said, it doesn't go unnoticed. It's massive for the players. It puts a smile on our face. But I go back to it, we're giving them something to be smiley about. And, you know, so the long journeys are probably not nice, especially now the weather's turning. The trips up to Hartlepool, which are a slog for everyone. Now we're hoping they go home with a smile on their face and enjoyed the day. It's not just we're doing it because we love Bromley. We're doing it because we love Bromley, and Bromley are giving back to us. And I think that's a massive thing. So yeah, the lads, the management staff, in fact, the whole club, the chairman, yourself, you know, we all love to see the same faces and new faces which are coming as well, which is nice to see.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to be joined by you again. Best of luck for the game tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Cheers, thank you.
And we've got Sophie Peru in with us today for our podcast. Welcome, Sophie.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are we all doing this afternoon?
We're doing all great. Now, for anyone that doesn't know, would you like to tell us, Sophie, what's your involvement at Bromley Football Club?
Where do you want me to start? My new role or my initial role?
Give us a little bit of history.
So, basically, I joined for Bromley women's team, actually as an outfield player initially, centre-back. I started my footballing career much, much further up the field, but as you get older, you tend to keep reverting back. So started as a centre-back about 4 seasons ago, then went into goalkeeper when we basically didn't retain ours. But I've been a goalkeeper for 2 or 3 seasons now, and I love it. Absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, I've been injured for about 5 weeks, if you can see. It's broken.
Normal everyday goalkeeping, that isn't it?
Well, isn't
was it,
it
worth it, the save?
It was only in training.
Oh, don't even so get the privilege.
Definitely not worth it. But I think the one before was one in the face, so I guess it was worth it in the end, yeah. But yeah, so since I've been injured, obviously I've been doing a bit of stadium announcing, which has been fun.
And she's been better than that.
Yeah.
And that's not just us saying it.
No, that's
we've had feedback, haven't we?
Yeah, Josh, you were there. So it wasn't just Sophie making it up, is it?
That's why he's not here now.
I know.
He's intimidated.
I know. He is actually. He's running scared.
Oh, wicked. Can we talk about him while he's not here? Yeah.
That's what we do.
Sorry, Matt. Coming for your job, mate. I'm sure he's super busy with, obviously, everyone knows what's going on tomorrow. So I'm sure he's got enough on his plate. Without me trying to nick his job.
I actually think he's got less on his plate tomorrow.
Shut up.
Obviously, because it's on the BBC,
yeah.
He's the commentary's being done by the BBC, isn't it, rather than Matt. Obviously, Matt travels up and down the country doing commentary for everyone if you can't get to games on Mixlr. So, but tomorrow, BBC it is.
Yeah.
So goalkeeper, injured goalkeeper, Sophie, and as you said, the last few weeks you've been here... at our home games and also obviously going away supporting the team at their away games, and you've taken over the role of PA stadium announcer, which has been very successful. You enjoyed it?
Oh, I've loved it. I've loved it.
Give us a rendition.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Relocating Community Stadium based here at Hayes Lane. Today we've got an exciting match for you. That do. Oh,
yeah, insert club name.
You can copy and paste that, I reckon.
Yeah,
anyone that's been at a home game, a women's home game, where Sophie's had the mic, will know that Sophie's got uses the nicknames for the players when they scoring. So Frank the Tank Marden there.
Frank the Tank Marden is definitely one.
You got any others?
I've got one, and I did get her permission to change her surname ever so slightly.
Right.
So it's Hannah Baptiste, who is Hannah Baptiste.
Brilliant. Excellent.
I reckon she likes that one.
Yeah, she's away on international duty,
isn't she?
She
is indeed, yeah. I actually had a watch of it the other night as well. Very good. Very impressive, yeah.
Yeah, I saw
impressive.
That she got on for the last 30 minutes. She was brilliant in the latest game. She's not only a footballer, though, is she?
No. Did you see her on Survivor?
I did, yeah.
She's getting us out there. And listen, she's all doing it in the name of Bromley, you know. So it's every bit of publicity is good publicity with that girl. She's not messing about.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Hannah is a contestant on the Survivor programme that comes on BBC One on a...
Is it Sunday night?
Sunday night, yeah. Or on iPlayer, obviously. You can catch up with it. And she's basically stranded on a desert island.
She is indeed. Oh, she's not there now, by the way. She's not stranded.
No.
Yeah, but she was. And yeah, really good show. I recommend it.
Definitely. Got to support the Ravens out there.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, she should have all the qualities. She's a great team player.
Definitely. And, on and off the pitch.
Absolutely. So really, really good. So, Sophie, let's talk a little bit about... can't carry on without talking about the league performance this season. It's been absolutely brilliant.
Oh, it's exciting times down here at Bromley, isn't it? I mean, look, you got... Obviously, the men in the FA Cup tomorrow, first round proper with Blackpool. We're going to be here. I'm going to be here supporting the boys. Hopefully, they'll return the favour when we're back down here on Sunday the 12th of November in our first round proper. But prior to that, yes, 6 wins from 6 in the league. We've got 1 League Cup win under our belt and then 3 qualifying rounds from the FA Cup so far. So 10 wins out of 10. I mean, you couldn't write it.
You can't complain
you
with that.
You cannot write it, can you?
That is good.
We've got a striker. Yeah, bit
she's
of bias.
She's
all right.
She's all right. She's on fire, aren't you? I'm not doing any singing. Don't get me to do any singing.
What are you thinking her at home, Sophie?
Anything she wants. 5 hat-tricks. 5 hat-tricks out of what? 8 games?
Unbelievable. Wow. Does she have her Weetabix in the morning?
She does.
3
of them.
There are other breakfast cereals out there, obviously.
Yeah, I like Cheerios.
So Charlotte's had an absolutely amazing game, but we've had goals from all over the pitch, haven't
absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. And do you know what? It's nice to have depth in a squad, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So, and when I say depth in the squad, it's not just the first 11 either. So you've got numerous subs that can come in different positions and make a difference. So you've got a starting 11 that are going to go and get you 5-6 goals. Their legs might start to tire, we might have injuries, and you've got another 6 that are jumping off of that bench wanting to get on the pitch. I mean, the fight for positions at the minute is incredible. And I know myself, when I get back to training, by the way, I did train this week, which is really good news.
I saw.
Yeah.
Outfield.
I did, yeah. I've done a little bit up top. But I know myself, I've got a fight on my hands going back. Do you know what I mean? And Megan is absolutely amazing. She is an incredible goalkeeper. She's 16 years old. Nobody claim her, by the way. I'll be her agent first, all right? She's brilliant. She's absolutely brilliant. And so I just think you get the best out of people when you've got girls or boys or men or women fighting for a shirt like we are at the minute. You are going to get the best out of everyone playing and everyone on the bench. So, I mean, it's great. Depth in the squad is brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great feel. I mean, we had the first Wednesday night game here, didn't we, a couple of Wednesdays ago, and the weather wasn't very kind at all. And the crowd was brilliant. I mean, we had the kids singing Charlotte Lee's on Fire. And, I mean, it's, check it out on socials because the video actually went out. It was very sweet.
Really good. Really
next
good.
Generation of players for Bromley Women there. But, you know, like you say, you've got a good mix of people on the bench, you know, all that depth as well. So good experienced and those girls. You've got some of those younger girls like Beth Hole coming through, and,
I mean,
you know, some of those players doing really well. Byrony Hart. And it's been great.
The younger girls are what we were missing, that by a long shot, you know, we've got a lot of experience, and you can't trade that in completely. But having a balance means that you've got pace on your whips, and then you've got people that can hold it up top. You've got strength in your back four. You've got everything across the pitch, and the ability to change it up if we need to. I mean, we're creatures of habit. We like what we like, and we do it well. But we do know that if we need to, we can make a few little tweaks here and there, bring on them young girls and change the game completely. Dynamic changes, and it's great. And I think, like, even with the keepers, like, so Megan plays probably a lot more different to me. I like it at my feet. I'll keep it at my feet all day long. And our player's probably a sweeper keeper, whereas Megan's more of a shot stopper. So, again, depth in the squad is brilliant. And the changing room's good for it as well, having different characters there. I mean, obviously, you always hear my voice, and I don't just like the sound of my own voice.
She doesn't.
I like everyone else's as well, but sometimes other people need a bit more encouragement. So, you know, having an open forum and allowing people to speak, which is what we try and do, means that you're going to get a little bit more of individual personalities, rather than it being more of a dictatorship. So we've got that as well, and the changing room is great for it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And long may it continue. So you're just in second. Just basically, if you win all your games in hand, then you'll be above Newhaven on goal difference. I think you're only one goal behind as it stands at the moment.
Yeah.
We've got a really crucial game then coming up, Newhaven, next month.
Yeah.
But before that, as you mentioned, it's FA Cup weekend for the Women's FA Cup.
Yeah.
Not this weekend, but on Sunday the 12th.
Sunday the 12th, get your tickets if you haven't already. You'll be missing out.
Yeah.
Not only on me stadium announcing, of course. It's going to be a good game too. Listen, we can't wait. Absolutely cannot wait. For us, you know, we're trying to treat it like every other game, in so much as, like, we know what we're doing on the pitch. We know what our preparation is. But the excitement around, well, every FA Cup game that we've played, to be fair, because we're always playing teams that are above us. And obviously being a tier 6 team means that other tiers come in much later. So we've got a little bit more experience in the qualifying rounds, but they might have more experience overall or playing at a higher level. I mean, we've got obviously great facilities here, great pitch. And now with the addition of the fans, people are going to struggle to come here. Same with the men's. People are going to struggle to come here. We've got my super little fan group that I absolutely love that are with us at home and away games. And they're singing the songs, like, they're right behind us. And honestly, we take that into the changing rooms. We've had the young mascots and flag bearers coming in the changing room. So again, like, the FA Cup, having fans there, and I know I messaged you today for ticket links because my family and cousins and friends are messaging me saying, how do we get tickets? How do we get tickets? I just hope there's so many people there. We've got to smash our record, haven't we?
We have. So just to give everyone a bit of a heads up, last year we played Millwall Lionesses, and only because this figure's engraved on my head, we had 669 people attend that, which was like our absolute record.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
And it was a really, really great day, and it would be great if we could...
Yeah, we don't talk about the result, by the way.
we don't talk about the result. We're in a different place this time.
Oh, 100%.
12 months 100%. Later, different place.
Yeah.
I mean, you've already beaten opposition two leagues above you, so convincingly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think 8-0 is convincing.
Yeah. Chelsea didn't show up that day, sorry.
No, well, I think you guys did, so, you know, don't put yourselves down. But it'd be brilliant to get everyone... down. I mean, obviously the men next week, the following weekend after this FA Cup, they haven't got a home game, so people are going to be missing their football.
Definitely.
And I would say to everyone, it's just such a great environment. Like you say, we've got a little fan base going on, and it's growing every week.
Yeah.
Great for the kids. We organise mascots and flag bearers. Anyone that is interested in that can email us at community.
I've already got five signed up. So
You've got five?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Community.
I haven't extended it to the rest of the family yet.
I'm going to give them the email address, Sophie. I've had a chance to get a piece of paper. Community at bromleyfc.co.uk. So they can email us them.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we get a few of people down, we have had games on the pitch beforehand to warm up. So
yeah, brilliant.
Get a chance to play on the stadium. Team photo as well.
Yeah,
so
can't wait. I mean, the half-time penalty shootout for the kids,
absolutely.
They love it. The flag bearers, the mascots. Like I say, we've had the girls coming in giving high fives to all the players. And honestly, that part of it, that community spirit, and then sort of parents bringing they absolutely love it, having a chat in Broomfield after. Do you know, it's just the whole part, to be honest. Not saying that the football's not important, obviously the football's important, but it is really a small part of that whole day and that whole experience. And we're going to go out and win. I've got no doubt in my mind. We're going to go out and absolutely smash it. We're an amazing team at the minute. The girls are on fire. They're training so hard. And you can see it. You can see it in the results. I don't need to talk about that. But that just shows you how much it means. And
definitely.
I can't wait.
Well, Sophie, it's been brilliant chatting to you.
Thank you very much.
Really great for you to come in today.
Yeah.
Just a reminder to everyone, if you want to buy tickets for any of the women's games, all the links can be found on our Bromley FC website, where you can just search for tickets in the bar and it will tell you. You can filter out by matches as well, so you can just see the women's tickets if that's something you so desire. £5 for adults.
Bargain.
And obviously all our club members, they get free entry to all the women's games as well. Broomfield's is open, so you can come down, make a day of it. We'll hopefully have better weather than we did for our last game. And it'd be really great to have as many people down here coming and supporting the girls.
Yeah, all our girls are there for the meet and greet. If you want to have a chat, have some photos, autographs, like, honestly, let's just make it amazing. I honestly can't wait. I might have to change up the script for stadium announcing, and I might ask Matt to be my understudy. What do you reckon?
I need it.
I'm not paying him though.
No, don't pay him. He can step in occasionally, can't he?
I'm even considering writing some new songs for the Bromley women as well. What do you reckon? Do you reckon that'll take off?
Anyone who's got any suggestions?
I'm the worst singer in the world. As long as someone else is singing it, I'm all right.
I reckon we should get people to tweet us. Or is it X us now? I'm not quite sure. Is it X us?
I've been doing that social media stuff for a little while as well. That's a bit tricky.
I know.
But whatever you need to do, get your messages in.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my number out on this, am I? No.
No.
Don't do that.
Anyone that wants to know the latest that's happening with Bromley Women, we're all over social media. Bromley FC Women. And come and follow us and be part of the journey. Thanks, Sophie.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What a lovely afternoon.
Roy, welcome back to Ravens Weekly. It's an FA Cup special this week. How are you feeling about the impending visit of Blackpool?
Very good. Very looking forward to it. And I'm always a positive guy, as you know. And I'm going out for an all-out win. And I think that's what the players are going to be doing. And Andy, we always think of a win. Always dream high.
Absolutely. We've had messages from a few club legends, including Nick McDonnell,
saying
we couldn't get to the second round. You boys can.
Yeah.
Have no regrets. And that's a good message for the players, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's what I've heard many managers. I think Andy said it at Wembley when he played Wrexham. Come off the pitch and have no regrets. And that's what you should always do. There's nothing worse than we've seen a few cup ties against clubs over the last few years, where we've just gone into it gung-ho and you don't come out the other side. But you've always got to be positive and put everything on the pitch. Leave it all on the pitch.
Absolutely, Roy. Yeah. Very wise words. We're looking forward to it as well. And fingers crossed for a good game and a good atmosphere. What have you got for us this week in Roy Remembers?
I've got our first continental tour in 1910, which was to Brussels. So this is the 1st of April 1910, and it lasted 4 days, so the trip out there. So they went from Cannon Street by train to Dover, and then they went by boat to Ostend. and there was 12 players in the party of 26. I believe some supporters also went independently as well. When they arrived in Brussels, they travelled through the countryside to Bruges and then to Ghent and then to Brussels, and then they went to dinner and then on a sightseeing tour, and they got back to the hotel about 11 p.m, which was quite late. Next morning they got up, had breakfast, and they went on to play their first game, which was against a Brussels select team, and Bromley won 2-1. And then, because it was a four team tournament, Bishop Auckland played HVV, which is HVV, they're called Den Haag, so they were a Dutch team. And it ended up 2-2 after 90 minutes, so they played extra time. Still no result. They played extra time. Still no result. They abandoned the game until the next morning.
So no extra time.
Next morning, they played an extra 7.5 minutes each way, which Bishop Auckland won. They got a goal, so they won the game 3-2.
Just do golden goal, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but this is 1910.
Blimey, right.
So we played Bishop Auckland in the final, and it was called the Dubwich Cup. It was Dubwich Cup. And we lost 1-0, but if you read the report, we were very unlucky. We should have been 2 or 3 up in the first half. But they won it, so they won the medals. I don't know if Bromley got medals, but then we went on to play Ilford in an exhibition game. And we won that. We won that 2-1. But one of our players, because we only had 12 players, one of the two injuries, so a guy from Racing Club, football club, played for Bromley. And they won 2-1, and they all received medals after that.
Oh, wow.
And then went back to the hotel for dinner again, and then left the next day to come back to England.
All sounds very nice.
Yes.
All sounds very nice. Yeah. Is this, you've got here newspaper clippings from the tour?
Yes, yeah. So this is all about reports of the game and the tour and all that. It was a bit hard to read, so I photocopied it, which is a bit easier to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite blurred, isn't it?
Yeah,
almost.
Quite blurred, yes, because these are all done, it all comes off my microfilm in the library, and you just press print and it prints it out for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Technology, eh?
Yes, technology. Some of the papers that they used in the early 1890s to transfer onto were awful.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine, probably a bit better now.
Yeah.
And just finally, on the FA Cup, Roy, 1945, wasn't it, the last time Bromley got to the second round? It's a long time.
A long time, yes. I probably would have done a podcast on that, but I didn't have time to look through all my paperwork to try and find out if I'd got reports on that.
You're a very busy man.
Yeah.
Very, very in demand.
Very juicy.
Well, we've just got a press conference being set up next door, and obviously you'll be being grilled by the reporters in a minute on Bromley. So, Roy, thanks so much for joining us.
You're
again,
welcome.
And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Really good interviews there. I think quite like the new setup. I don't know about the listeners, but I quite like all of our bits out of the way, and then you can enjoy
other people's voices.
Yeah.
Also, gotta admit, it makes your life easier.
Yeah, but no, the thing is, I think if you think me and Matt just ramble on, you know that we're done after like what, half an hour. You can just cut all that bit out, go straight on to the real one.
The real deal. That's right, yeah. We can't proclaim to be
especially
that.
When you've got characters like Sophie Perreault, Byron Webster.
Well, and Roy Oliver, by the way, he's quite a character.
True. And Mr. Andy Woodman. Even though it was a little bit of a different interview, wasn't it, with Woody? Because
it was
his press conference. So we were joined by different voices. But
indeed.
Yeah.
Great to see. It really was. Genuinely, that press conference was really good. I'm still buzzing from it, really. And Andy loved it when he walked in, like you said. So hopefully you enjoyed that. A little bit of a different interview. A different room, a different setup. And just different vibe, wasn't it? Anyway, we've got some more news to bring you just before we finish today's episode. It's been announced this week that the Altrincham fixture to be played on Saturday, the 23rd of December, will now move to a 5:30 kickoff to accommodate TNT Sports, who will be broadcasting the match live. And Josh, that will be our fourth TV fixture, including the FA Cup, of the season. When you look back at last season, we didn't have a single game at home. We've now had four games at home before the turn of the year.
Do you know why? I think, you know, they probably saw, and I'm not gonna throw him. Do you know what? I might do. Paul Richer was always commenting on TNT Sports Twitter feed last year. Where are Bromley? Here we are.
There we go.
We're
Paul.
Here.
Paul's definitely had an influence there.
There you go. They just listen to what the people want. The people want Paul Richer on TV. Influenced
that one 100%.
Well, thank you, Paul. As well.
And thank you, TNT. It's at home again, like we said, four home games, which is incredible. But actually, it's got the makings of a good game. Altrincham doing very well. It was a close game between the two sides back in September, was it? Yeah, really, really excited. Looking forward to it. And let's cross that bridge when we come to it, though. We've got plenty of games going on before that point as well. And one of the games, which is a little bit further out this month, is away to Hartlepool United. That's on Saturday, the 25th of November. And supporters will be pleased to hear there is a coach running for that one. Dave and Holly Norris, big thank you to you for your support and for running these coaches. If you're interested in the coach to Hartlepool United or any further coaches, you can contact Holly via hollynorris98@live.co.uk. That's hollynorris98@live.co.uk. And once again, a big thank you to Dave and Holly for running those coaches, and well done to them as well. We've got our Christmas party coming up, Josh, as well, which is exciting.
Yeah, Friday the 15th, Matt.
Very exciting.
Christmas.
Christmas is coming. It's round the corner. There is already a radio station dedicated to Christmas songs, which has been on for the past month or so. And I've got to admit that I have tuned into it in the car a few times. Bit of driving home for Christmas.
I mean,
Slade.
It is November now. So.
Wham. All of that jazz. This was in October, early October. Got to be honest. But anyway, Christmas party coming up 15th of December. Sure to be a brilliant night. Make sure you book your place, bromleyfc.co.uk. And finally, just to give a little shout out, Josh, to some new stock in the club shop, which is all very nice.
It is. Apparently we've got some really nice beanies.
Oh, they are good.
Which
a warm
is
one
good.
Of them. They are warm.
For the, you know, for the winter times that are upon us.
They keep the noggin warm, is what I will say. And especially when you're going up to these grounds commentating, you know, you get a bit cold.
Oh,
and the hats are the perfect remedy.
For those who listen to Matt's commentary, people know. Because you do like providing a weather update, don't you?
I do like providing a weather update. And actually,
I forgot my coat again today.
Being on TV, right, this week, we've seen the amount of preparation that goes into this, and we've all played our part in that. And it's been very strenuous. It's been great fun. But the level of detail and everything that the workers had to go into has been quite intense. And actually, what they're doing is providing us with a day-by-day weather forecast based on the day of the fixture. So a Saturday weather forecast throughout the week. We've had it pretty much every day. And it's brilliant. It's just brilliant to see. But hopefully the weather, in all seriousness, is good for the game tomorrow. But there is some new stock in the club shop. Hats, yeah. Winter coats and things like that, raincoats. And one of my favourites, the notepad.
Which smart, isn't it?
I have purchased one, along with the pen. I got the bundle.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm using that every day. Lots of notes taken this week with stuff going on. So, yeah, do pop into the club shop if you are at the Blackpool game or throughout the week. Check the website for the opening times of the club shop at bromleyfc.co.uk. Josh,
yeah.
I think the end of the podcast is upon us.
We're done. So all you've got to do now, buy your tickets for tomorrow and on Sunday.
Of course, make it a weekend of Bromley Football Club fun with the men's team in action tomorrow and the women's team in action on Sunday. Both of those matches at home, make sure you're there to back the team, hopefully to a double victory over the weekend. Don't miss out. It's sure to be an entertaining one. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Josh, for joining me as always. And we'll be back with you next week, hopefully after a great weekend of football. Take care, everyone.
Of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me.